From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Two deputy governors of Jamaica's central bank to be fired at the end of this month. The future structure of CARICOM's secretariat is up for scrutiny by regional leaders next week. And Barbados moves away from a controversial sugar import deal and seeks help from Guyana. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Two deputy governors and a manager from Jamaica's central bank are to be fired. The dismissals, which come into effect later this month, follow yesterday's release of an independent report on the so-called foreign exchange scandal. Gary Allen reports from Kingston.
The announcement of the dismissal of the men was made last night at a news conference which was called in Kingston. The board of the central bank, headed by Sir Alistair McIntyre, disclosed that those dismissed are Rupert Straw, who was a deputy governor with responsibility for banking operations, another deputy governor, Fernando de Peralta, who had responsibilities for finance and administration, and Mr. Laban Rooms, who was senior director in charge of foreign exchange management. The three men have been found by the Barber Commission to be derelict in their responsibilities with respect to the operation of the bank's foreign exchange agent system. According to Sir Alistair, the decision to terminate the contract of the men comes after recommendations of the board were put before Finance Minister Hugh Small. The board says that contact has already been made with the Central Services of the International Monetary Fund to assist the bank in overcoming some of the problems which it now faces, and a subcommittee of the board will be appointed to monitor the process. To prevent the recurrence of any type of conflict of interest, as was pointed out in the Barber Commission report, the board now says that it will also be requiring the full disclosure of outside business interests by its senior staff in the bank. Plans are also in the making for the Bank of Jamaica to purchase a foreign exchange to meet the country's external debt with the establishment of a new program to replace the system which now exists. Gary Allen in Kingston for BBC Caribbean Report.
Possible changes in the running of the CARICOM secretariat are in the pipeline as CARICOM leaders hold their mini-summit next week. The meeting comes at an important time when some leaders are determined to deal with the problem of implementing CARICOM decisions. I spoke earlier today to host Prime Minister Eugenia Charles. She told me that the restructuring of the secretariat would be one of the most important items on the agenda.
In a way, almost perhaps one of the items which we haven't done anything about on before. So we'd be glad to hear from the Secretariat themselves the proposals they have for the restructuring. They produced a paper on it, and we're going to look at this very seriously, because it's the time for us all to look at restructuring the administrative abilities we have for looking after our affairs.
With the region's implementation system more or less remaining the same or unchanged, what gains can really be expected on that issue?
Well, I think a lot can be expected. I think already the bill we put in place last time has worked very, very well. We're very satisfied with the reports we've had from them and how it has operated. And we think, therefore, from that we will find other ways of restructuring the CARICOM secretariat, which will bear more effectively on being able to put in place the decisions that we have made at these meetings. But one of the things we've all of us complained of is that the implementation was not as effective as it should have been after these great decisions had been made. And we think that this is one of the things that this restructuring of the secretariat will allow for, to ensure that there's follow-up and there's implementation.
Are these intersessional meetings really necessary? I mean, there are some people in CARICOM who are somewhat cynical about the usefulness of these meetings.
Well, personally, I was the one who first suggested it, that we meet once a year. We have a very heavy program, and then nothing seems to happen again until we meet next year. And I thought we required this meeting. Frankly, I would have preferred the meeting to concentrate on perhaps one or two items, say like the restructuring of the of CARICOM, and dealt with that and really got it finalised.
Prime Minister Eugenia Charles. Attempts were made today before Guyana's court to have former President Desmond Hoyt removed as opposition leader. The legal challenge came from within Mr. Hoyt's People's National Congress Party as infighting continues between factions loyal to Mr. Hoyt and those loyal to former Prime Minister Hamilton Green. Sharif Khan reports on what took place in court today and the implications for Mr. Hoyt's political future.
Four PNC members want the court to order Mr. Hoyt to give up the leadership of the party and the parliamentary opposition position, claiming he is illegally holding office. The move is part of a campaign by anti-Hoyt party members who are backing former deputy leader Mr. Hamilton Green for the leadership of the PNC. The leadership struggle between the two men has intensified since the party lost at the October 5 general elections after being in power for 28 years. Mr. Hoyt responded to alleged reports that Mr. Green blamed him for the party defeat by dropping his number two from the PNC members of parliament, and he last month expelled him from the party. Green supporters are claiming Mr. Hoyt breached the party constitution by moving against the former deputy leader, and Mr. Green is challenging the expulsion in court. The Green camp...